The biggest problem here is it's very hard work to actually grow the crop in the first place. To lose a fifth of vegetables or maybe 15-16% of your fruit just down to size, shape, or color or anything else. In today's world, with climate conditions, greenhouse gases, and everything else to be considered, it's an awful waste of good food, and it's an awful waste of the effort that goes into it.
And what are some of these reasons that food can be considered not fit for purpose? Is it a case of a beauty contest for fruit and veg?
Yeah, more or less a beauty contest where everything has to look right, feel right, be the right color, be the right shape, and be presented in the right way. So, I mean, there has to be a little bit of leeway, or maybe even a secondary market opened up that can accommodate food that doesn't fit into that criteria.
And financially, normally, if food isn't fit for sale, it is turned into animal feed. Is that a reasonable way for farmers to get money from at all?
It's not a reasonable way. I mean, the recycling cost there is working out around 20 or 30 euro a ton, going into maybe something like cat food or something like that. So I mean, it's just a waste. I mean, especially in Ireland, where we probably have only about 200 growers, it's important that the majority of their crop is used, and it's great having local food produced locally without having to throw this into the mix and throwing good food out.
And the government has pledged now to reduce food waste, and especially in the light of climate change, and everyone's looking at their carbon footprint, especially in the agricultural sector. Do you think this is a good place to start?
This is definitely a good place to start. I mean, it's only when you try to grow this food yourself that you realize how difficult it is to grow, the length of time it takes to grow, and even how seasonal some of the produce is grown as well. So, I mean, it's a huge amount of energy goes into it, and an awful lot of these horticultural growers, it's marginalized anyway. So, I mean, the more you can take home, the better.
There really isn't a lot of growers around Ireland. Even with in rural areas, we have such great lands. Is it just not a profitable business to be in?
The problem you have is everything nowadays is specialized. So the equipment that you need, the time, the soil, everything has to be fit for purpose. So if I decided I was going to grow 3 or 4 acres of vegetables or potatoes or something like that, all of a sudden I'm into a different type of machinery. I'm into getting extra. There's an awful lot more labor involved as well in fruit and vegetable growing. So again, supermarkets can phone you up and say, "Look, we need the stuff tomorrow," and all of a sudden start the tractor, round up the help, and out you go. And then it's an awful shame then to throw away 30% of what you picked that day and what you spent your last couple of months growing.